Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, isn't he? God, people are being set free. That's what it is. Get used to it. Y'all got to watch this the rest of your life. It's what it started 20 years ago. Instead of decrease, it's increasing. Yes, ma'am. I receive it. Praise God. So I get used to it and make you nervous. Go to the farmer's house and give you something non-prescriptive, you know. Take it before you come here. Get your Bibles, if you will. Let's read standing this morning. I want to read a text to you. And then we want to dig into it. Really want to deal with certain subject this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the house of God, I believe that we've come to this point. The refreshing has come from the presence of the Lord. Some things you're going to have to know how to do in order to enter in, but the refreshing is here. And it means a whole lot of fresh things. I'm going to tell you, a whole lot of fresh things, like a fresh word, fresh anointing, fresh wisdom, just everything fresh. And fresh miracles, fresh signs, fresh wonders, fresh deliverance. Somebody going to get some fresh deliverance this morning. From the Lord, from the Lord. So in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, there is a threefold reckoning there in that verse. Begin with a powerful word. If you're going to have restoration or you're going to have revival, you're first going to have that first word. Don't be afraid of it. It's a good word. It sets you free. You try to make it a negative word, but it's really not a negative word. Thank God for it. Thank God for it that when I miss it, I have a place to repent. Right? Amen. We got to be. Let's go to the real reality. The real reality is repent. Not try to put on show. So here we listen to it very carefully. Follow me closely. Repent ye therefore. Now therefore is there for a reason, because these people didn't realize the miracle power of God. They was fighting it, and they didn't want to accept it, so this boy filled with the Holy Ghost, Peter, began to preach to him. He said, repent ye therefore. See, sometimes God want to make a move, and the church reject it. And they resist it because it's not going the way they want it to go. See, normally, they all passed those men up, went into the temple, passed that man up, but had two Holy Ghost preacher came. They said, man, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And that's the type of action we need in the body of Christ. Somebody with some power and some presence that can cause things to change for us. You follow what I'm saying? Nobody won't keep going to church just going through the same song, the same sermon and nothing happening in their life. Something need to happen. Talk to me here. I don't want to come to church just to hear no scripture read. I can read the Bible myself. Repent is not a bad word. Repent means godly sorrow. It means, Lord, I messed up. I'm sorry for it. I'm asking you to forgive me. That's what it means. And I'm sorry enough to quit. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Now, and being converted here does not mean a new birth. Because the Lord spoke the same thing to Peter. He told Peter, Satan desired to sift you like wheat, but when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. When you change your mind and come back to go the way I want you to go, that's converted. See, the church needs conversion. We praying for sinners to need conversion. We need conversion to convert back to God's original plan. Talk to me. We'll see more power. We'll see more strength. We'll see more blessing. We'll be more happier. We'll have more joy. We'll live longer. We'll live stronger. You don't never have to tell nobody you're blessed. They already know it. See, they feel a vibration of blessing when you walk by them. They recognize that something is happening to you that they would like to have. So he said, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sin be blotted out. See, pureness and sanctification and righteousness, it has to be in place. We cannot accomplish these things ourselves. No matter how holy we think we are, we need the grace of God. Now, nobody in here too broke to pay attention. Pay attention here. Because the repentance and the converting and your sin being removed puts you in a position to enter into the time of refreshing. Shall come from the presence of the Lord. You see that? And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before we preach unto you, whom the heaven must receive until a time of what? Underline that word, restitution. It's a word kin to restoration. It's a word kin to revival. It's a word kin to redoing thing of the thing which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. You may be seated. Listen to this first statement. The presence of God and the I am-ness of God is before us today. The presence of God. Adam and Eve had a walk with God, and because they submitted to sin, the Bible said when God came back in the garden, they hid from his presence. And there's a lot of hiding going from God's presence in the church. And that's why I said repent, be converted, and get this stuff, get clean, so you never have to hide from God. I don't have nothing to hide, God. The presence of God releases the provisions of God. It releases the power of God. It releases the protection of God. Person who operating in God's protection and God's power and God's provision don't have to worry about nobody and nothing. They cannot be stopped. They cannot be cut off because great is he that I'm operating in than anything in the world. So then when you talk about God, I am. You see Jesus say, I am the way. I am the vine. I am the truth. The I am this is God don't have to become nothing. He already, whatever you need, he already, whatever necessary, he's already. Whatever need to be done, he's already done it. He's just powerful enough. See, when you functioning in the presence of God and when you functioning in the I am-ness of God, you don't have nobody, nothing can stop you. Then you become a tool that God can use, because now you recognize, I'm not doing this. It is the Lord's doing. Are you following me? What a thrill. What a thrill to really get in the presence of the Lord. What a thrill to recognize that the I am-ness is with me all the time. I'm never running short. I'm never left out. I'm never defeated, because the I am is with me. I am whatever you need at any given time. So this morning, I bring you and your household and everything you do in the presence of God and in the I am-ness of God, that you can go ahead and walk this thing on out now. Stop wondering what's going to happen to you. Ain't no more wondering now. We're going to just do it. He is Jehovah Shammah. What that means? The Lord is there. His presence is here to be recognized, received, and reverenced, and released. Said Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. It's Ezekiel 48:35. You can look at that. Ezekiel 48:35 will tell you about Jehovah Shammah. He's here, the presence of the Lord. When you wanna enjoy God, you got to know He's present. Yes, sir. You almost say, Lord, Jehovah Shammah me today. Say, God, Jehovah Shammah me today. Lord, Jehovah Shammah my house. When I get back home, Your presence will be there. Jehovah Shammah my car. When I step in my car, Your presence, come on here, Your presence will be in my car. This is real. See, this is not one of the reality shows on TV. This is real. God is the real God. He's the real present help in a time of trouble. In His presence is joy, man. You want the Lord every now and then to Jehovah Shammah you. Then get tight. Look like nothing don't work out today. Pressure on. Oh, you got to stand and say, Jehovah Shammah. That means the Lord is here. His power is here. His presence is here. His provision is here. His miracle is here. His sign is here. His oneness is here. God is about to do something about this thing in my life. But you got to know Him as Jehovah who? Shammah. The Lord is here. I'm not by myself. Devil, you better go get some more demons. We finna rum up in here, because Jehovah Shammah live here. The refreshing of the presence of the Lord. That's what I want to deal with here. Then He is El Shaddai. He is the Almighty One. Give Him praise. He's the Almighty One. You know what? He's the Almighty One. Where every might stop, He just be taken off. There's none greater than Him. Woo, I want you to get exalted today. I want to build your faith up today. There's none greater than Him. He's almighty all by Himself. El Shaddai is in the house today. I said, El Shaddai. If you're dealing with something, lay it down, because El Shaddai. Good God Almighty is in the house today. That's Genesis 17:1. I'm not going to read them. It's Genesis 17:1. And then He is Jehovah Jireh. I got to introduce Him this morning. He's Jehovah Jireh. That means the Lord will provide. I say the Lord will provide. Tell somebody the Lord will provide. Say, now you may be seated. Turn to Exodus. See, I preach enough for to ring the bell right now. See, those three names are enough, boy. What? I'm not. What? El Shaddai. The devil jump in your house and jump in your finances, jump in your body and saying, holler out, El Shaddai. He know that name. Yes, sir. He know that name. It's time for you to know that name. I'm not putting up with this mess. El Shaddai is in the house. El Shaddai is in this house this morning. He can handle anything you need him to handle. You ain't got no business carrying that yoke. You ain't got no business carrying that burden. You're the child of the living God. So if you made a mistake, repent. Turn him loose in your life. Let God have free course in your life. Surrender to his will. He's El Shaddai, I tell you. How you gonna cry and feel sorry for yourself and you're a child of El Shaddai? How you gonna believe because one, two, three people turn you down that you're not gonna make it? You're a God of El Shaddai. He owned everybody. The Lord spoke to me and says, and I want to give you this word. You can live like a king if you recognize the king owns everything. Write that down. Write it down because you need to meditate that. You can live like a king if you recognize the king owns everything. The reason you're not living like a king because you have not recognized that the king owns everything. You working on some other system. I'm going to try to take you off that system this morning. Every one of us should be living like a king. But we got to recognize that the king owns everything. Until you recognize the king owns everything, you're not going to live like a king. You're going to live like a pauper. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. The world. And then there was all the cattle on 1,000 hills. The silver. All the gold is mine. Recognize he owns everything. If you knew he owned everything, you wouldn't have no problem giving. Because you don't recognize, the body of Christ haven't recognized that. You need a refreshing. We need a restoration. We need to go back and reclaim our rights with God. Huh? We always trying to get somewhere. Always trying to get somewhere. So won't you arrive. We're always trying to get somewhere. We need to get somewhere sometime. You keep traveling, you ought to get some destiny sometime. And just sit out and rest and drink, you know, drink you something. Just always going somewhere. Always some problem. Always, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Let's quit this mess. Give the Lord his right place. What? Turn to Exodus 3 now. Let's see this. Let's see how we're going to leave out of here. Let's see how you're going to face your next problem. Let's see how you're going to live in trial. Let's see how you're going to reign in life. Fresh reigning. Fresh trial is coming in our lives today. All sadness leave this place. Right now. Glory of God. I call on the glory of God to come in this house. God, show us your glory. That was more than that. I want to see it too. Show me your glory. Some people think they got to die to see God's glory. No, you can see God's glory right now. May God's glory sweep this house before I finish preaching. May God come here and stir this house up. Everybody. Get stirred up in the spirit. Stir us up, Lord. Just get stirred up from this old deadness and this old same old. Let us have a fresh presence. A fresh anointing in this house. Let us move from these same religious ideals. I don't want to have no little talk with Jesus. I want to have a long talk with him. Come on up in this house. I might shout before I finish today. I'm praying him by myself. God dog it. I know he's been good to me. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. I'm going to celebrate Jesus. This house is going to celebrate Jesus today. Y'all can sit there with y'all little pump. We're going to celebrate Jesus in this house today. He deserves to be celebrated. Have he done anything for you? Why are you sitting around all sad? You ought to be praising him. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. His presence is at your house. Why? I'm putting it there. God dog it. I'm sending his presence to your house right now. There'll be a sweeping and a cleaning up. Everything that's not right going out your house. You're going to straighten everybody out. Oh, Reverend, I ain't going to go that far, Reverend. You somebody here not doing right now. They say, Reverend, you ain't had to go that far. Let's go back, rewind that. Don't say that part, but everybody going to straighten out. No, everybody going to straighten out. I've said it already. I'm not taking it back. And don't look for no hermeneutic and homiletical preaching this morning. I might do anything up here this morning. I don't look for no theology. I ain't got no theology. I ain't got no guideline. I don't know what I'm going to do up here this morning. Because I sense the presence of God, and I know his name is Jehovah Shammah, and I know he's present here this morning, and I know he can deal with each one of us, and I know he want all of us blessed this morning, and I'm ready to receive. I'm going to stop people blocking me from receiving. You pretty and cute folks better get out the way today. We ain't got no time for you today. Somebody need to get ugly for God in here today. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. I want to magnify him. I want to do whatever he want me to do right now. Glory to God. Goodness. Lord, may a fresh anointing fall on this house today. Everybody get fresh this week. I mean, everybody feel like a newborn baby today, Lord. I move pain out of this place today. Woo, let your people rejoice. Hallelujah. Come on, sit down, let's read. Let me read this to you. See, can you get something out of this? I want to make this statement. I want you to write this down. The I am-ness of God must be fresh upon us today. The I am-ness of God must be fresh upon us today. Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Verse 12 now. And he said, certainly. Oh, you need to underline that. Certainly I'll be with thee. My God. You need to underline that in your Bible. My God. You just think about that, man. God says, certainly. I'll be with thee. It's not about who you are. It's about I'm with you. I'm going to turn you into me. You didn't get that. I'm going to turn you into me. I'm going to turn you into me. We're not going to be operating on your ability. You're about to operate on my ability. I'm going to work it out. Anybody need an answer here today? Anybody need God to do something for you? God said, tell you, I'm going to work it out. You don't have to work it out. Stick with me. Pharaoh sometimes think he got you, but you can't get out. But if you got the Lord with you, Pharaoh can't keep you. But notice it. Notice the scripture. And he says, Satan, I'll be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee. I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, see, no doubt about it, God, she's going to bring them out. God talking present future tense. He said, the people still in Egypt. He said, when thou, God said, listen, ain't no doubt about it, they're coming out. Shake your hand at somebody, say, no doubt about it, I'm coming out. Today is my coming out day. I prophesy over myself. My breakthrough is here right now. I'm coming out now. Talk to me up in here. Today is my breakthrough. They're still in Egypt. They're still in bondage, but the Lord talked this the Lord language. The Lord have no respect of persons. Look what the Lord said. Look what the Lord said. My goodness. In verse 12. And he said, Satan, I will be with thee. That's enough. And this shall be a token of thee that I have sent thee. That's enough. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. God said, ain't no doubt about it. You coming out. Tell somebody, no doubt about it. You coming out. Whatever you need to get out, you out. Why? Because the Lord said so. Come on, y'all get a lot of praise for that, man. You mean to tell me anything that I need to get out of that is holding my life back? The apostle is telling me today, the Lord said to tell you he's bringing you out and you're not going to shout about it? You don't believe what I'm saying? Well, let me say it a different way. Thus said the Lord, you coming out. If you don't believe that, what you come here for? You don't believe God is almighty. You don't believe he's El Shaddai. You don't believe he's Jehovah Jireh. You don't believe he's Jehovah Shema. And you don't believe he can get you out of anything and get you in wherever you need to go. You don't need to go to no church. You need to go to a museum or something. I'm not a janitor, I'm an apostle. I have a word from the Lord, hallelujah, that can change your life right now, right here, at this moment. Y'all lost y'all little teacher this morning. I ain't no teacher this morning. Good God Almighty, I feel the presence of God. I feel the I am-ness of God. I feel God in a delivering mode, setting free mode. Somebody shout. You have to have shouting church sometime. All the time you get scared, come here and sit here. Sometime you got to shout and praise the Lord for his goodness. Somebody need to shout and give him glory. I tell you right now, you can take your non-disturbed sign off right now because you're about to be disturbed up in here. But we're going to shout and give God praise. When you praise him, he comes on the scene. I said when you praise him, somebody ought to praise him up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not hanging around with no non-praising people. Don't want praising. Just satisfied. No, he's El Shaddai. Listen to me. Nobody leave you with a problem unsolved today. Everything God, he's El Shaddai. Glory, glory, glory. That's all I can say. Glory, 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 glory. See, can anybody identify with this? It's sort of traditional, but I need to say it because it seems like the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. Anybody ever cried out to God? Huh? Anybody ever cried out and he heard you? Huh? Anybody ever been on an operating table and you had to cry out to him, he heard you? Huh? He brought you back. Anybody got something to praise him about? Anybody been in trouble and God heard you and got you out? Do anybody need to praise him in here? This is praise Sunday. We got to praise him, glorify him, magnify him. This is time to praise the Lord. Time to praise him. I say time to praise him. Somebody ought to dance a little bit up here. Dance because you got to dance. Dance and he advance you. Dance and he advance you. Jesus. Woo, Jesus. I'm just trying to read my little Bible lesson, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to give me a handkerchief. I'm just trying to praise him. Step up in the spirit. Stir up the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Stir it up. You're about to get delivered. Stir it up. You're about to get it. Oh, Bakasata. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. I'm going to try to get back. Glory, glory. Sakuna. Sapakuna na la pasha. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord where I can praise him and thank him for all his goodness and his mercy that he placed on my life. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place. I'm gonna cry out myself. Now, you see, let me tell you something. Every now and then you need this type of action in the church. Every now and then you need this type of action in the church. But the Spirit of God just do whatever he wanna do and the people of God get blessed. Spirit start moving, the people get blessed. People don't want to hear a little Bible story, you just reading the Bible. People want the Holy Ghost to move. And they want to know, I've been in the presence of God, not just in the presence of a woman, not just in the presence of a man, but I've been in the presence of the living God. Sit down, let me try to do a little more study here. My goodness. You feel that? Do you feel that? That's the presence of the Lord moving through this place right now, moving. I feel his presence moving in this place. And he came to see about you. I don't know if anybody else in here, but I know he came to see about me. I'm going to testify for myself. If the Lord come here, he came to see about me. How about you? God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Jesus, good God Almighty. Ooh, glory. If my members not going to help me, would some of you visitors help me, please? I call on the visitors to help me here. But I can't how to hold this thing, man. I tell you, God is in this house. He's come to heal somebody. He come to set somebody free. He come to save somebody. Is he talking to you today? People get tired of the Sam old humdrum life. Sam old stuff. Sam old biscuit. Sam old egg. Sam old seat. No, you need something fresh. Ah, dog, I need to teach, boy. I got some good lesson here. Sit down. Said, I am this of God is fresh on me today. Therefore, I don't have a need he can't meet. I don't have a desire. He can't bring the past. I don't have a dream. He can't fulfill. The I am-ness of God is on me today. Do you recognize what you're saying? Huh? Now I got a question to you. What God can't be to you? Let's figure this one out. What it is that God can't be? You know, and I'm not asking for you somebody to come with some theological concept. You know I'm talking about good things. You know I'm talking about no devilish things. I just ask you what God can't be to you good. It doesn't exist. And I need to read this scripture because I need to move on. Verse 13, and Moses said, God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? Talk to your problem. That is right there. Talk to what you're dealing with. Talk to, see, what's his name? What is his name? Who representing you? Who's your lawyer? How do you believe you can get out of this? What's his name? They asked me, what is his name? And then Moses said, man, I feel like I want to preach like a Baptist preacher this morning. My God, what's his name? Do his name have any power behind it? Can he work in the realm of the supernatural? Can he make a way out of no way? What's his name? I didn't come here by myself. Hallelujah. Thank God I know his name. Hallelujah. His name is on the tip of my tongue. Hallelujah. I can call his name when I can't call no other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At that same name, every tongue must confess. Jesus, he's Lord of Lords, and he's King of Kings. Hallelujah. He can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Every now and then, we got to preach this gospel. Every now and then, We got to call that name. Every now and then. Oh my, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 He's about to move on my case. I don't know about your case, but he's about to move on my case. His name is I Am. Woo! Oh. Oh my. Oh my. Man, I can't get myself together the other day. Hallelujah. Hey! Have you ever called on his name? Yes. Have you ever been in trouble? Yes. And you called his name? Yes. Did his name change things for you? Yes. Every time you called his name, yes, he'll change things for you. Yes. Jesus!
Jesus!
Glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm not by myself. Glory to God. I'm not going home by myself. Hallelujah. I got his presence. I got his name. What is his name? I am who I am. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm El Shaddai. I'm the first and the last. They call me Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning, and I'm the end, and I'm everything in between. Hallelujah. Wow! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout in the other day and give him praise. I say he deserves. Woo! He deserves to be praised. Somebody, woo! Somebody ought to shout and give him praise. I say give him, wow! Give him praise. He need to be given praise. Y'all sit down, let me teach my lesson. I'm about to close. Y'all sit down, I'm going to teach my lesson. Sometimes you just got to praise it. I say, sometimes you just got to praise it. Sometimes it ain't time to read the Bible. It's time to praise him. It's time to glorify him. Sometimes you just got to get in his presence and dance and shout. And raise your voice. I refuse to be a shut down preacher the one way. I choose to flow with the Spirit. Now, many of God's people in here this morning needed that refreshing. They needed that spark, that spunk from the Holy Ghost. My God. Come on, I got another scripture I want to read to you. Yeah, I'm trying to close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me try to finish more of the year. What shall I say unto them? Last part of verse 13. And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. All right. Write this down, prayer, present, and power. Genesis chapter 28. It's a holy hush up in here. Every now and then. You ought to feel a little wheel turning. Ezekiel said it was a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jeremiah said, like fire in my bones. I can't keep it to myself. You heard that, right? It lacks fire. Shut up in my bone, boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 28. My God. Yeah, hey, that's right. Hey. Hey and hello. Good God Almighty. Genesis 28 and 16, you must come to the revelation, surely the Lord is in this place and I know it. Come on, this is the revelation I want you to come. Now listen, listen. Surely the Lord is in this place, but notice how the Holy Spirit said, and I know it. Say it, surely the Lord is in this place and I know it. You got that? Now watch what he said. Watch what he said here in Genesis 28:16. And Jacob wake out of his sleep and said, so the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. When I was reading that, the Lord said, no, I want you to tell him. Surely the Lord is in this place. I know it. I know it. Let's talk about Genesis 3:8. Most Christians are hiding from the presence of the Lord, real presence of the Lord. And then in Genesis 4:16, that boy, he was leaving the presence of the Lord. And in Psalm 16:11 says, in the presence of the Lord is fullness and joy. Psalm 51:11, David said, I need your presence, cast not your presence from me. And then Luke 5:17. Now, sometimes people said, turn to Luke 5:17. Sometimes people are sitting in Luke 5:17 and miss the whole boat. He was in the midst of lawyers, of doctors and Pharisees. And he said, and the presence of the Lord was there to heal him. But then he said, none of them got healed. See, the present, you listening? Has to be activated. It would lie there dormant, not moving, if somebody don't activate it by faith, and somebody don't believe, and somebody don't act like God is here, and nothing gonna happen. See, the power was there. The power of the Lord was there to heal them, but it don't record none of them got healed. Because they was too busy with paperwork. Are you listening? Yes, sir. Turn to Isaiah 4:4. There's a strange spirit you're going to find there called the spirit of burning. We need some fire. John said, I baptize you with water. There's one coming behind me going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. That fire is for purification. See, if you're really baptized with the Holy Ghost and power, the Holy Ghost and fire, you're not going to sin. That fire started burning that sin out of you. See, some people just baptized, but they're not baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Once you get the fire, ain't nobody got to watch you no more. You're going to live right in the dark once you got the fire. But see, some folks just got baptized. But when he baptized, may the Lord baptize all of us with the Holy Ghost and fire up in you this morning. Pureness of heart. Live right. Yes, Isaiah 4:4. You talk about the spirit of burning. You see it? Read it. All I want to ask is the spirit of burning in that voice. He called it the spirit of what? Burning that sin out of us. Zechariah 10:1. Ask the Lord for rain. That's the outpouring of his spirit, you see. Because I got three or four things I got to say to you right quick. Ask the Lord for rain. I just want you to have that voice. Ask the Lord for rain. When you feel stale, When you feel like nothing is producing, ask the Lord for rain. The rain of the Holy Ghost. Oh, children, God have left so much for us. But we got to come out of Sunday school. We got to come out of Sunday school. We got to recognize that God is real. He's working. He's moving. He's good. He's kind. He's powerful. He loved me. So the Spirit of God says, you got Isaiah 10:1, but the Spirit of God says, get ready for the Lord's presence in fresh dimension. He said, you shall be anointed with fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh rain. You begin to receive fresh words from the Lord, fresh vision, fresh dreams, fresh miracles, fresh signs, and fresh wonders. How many are ready for that? Turn to Matthew 3:11. John said, I baptize you with water. There's one coming behind me going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. May you be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire this morning. You got Matthew 3:11? Fine. Now go to Psalm 92:10. You need some fresh oil. You need a fresh anointing. Come on, Psalm 92:10. Because from there we're going to Pentecost. Psalm 92:10. Psalm 92:10. You got it? What are you talking about? Fresh oil there? What are you talking about? Fresh anointing. Fresh oil. May the Lord anoint you. Turn to Acts 2. Let's go to Pentecost now. And suddenly, they was all in one accord. And suddenly, there came a wind, like a mighty rushing wind, tongue like fire, and set upon each one of them. And they all speak as the Holy Ghost give them utterance. That's what we need. Acts 2:1-4. Acts 2:1-4. You up in church, you ain't never been to Acts 2:1-4? That's the problem is, you just listen to these performing preachers. You need to find out that the Holy Ghost can baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, man. My God. Unusual manifestation and demonstration are knocking at your door to bless you and to carry you out in the Lord's work. I got scriptures on there, but I'm not going to read them because I got to say something. Well, 1 Corinthians 2:4-5, you know what Paul said? I didn't come to you in man speech. I come to you in demonstrating the spirit and the power that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then you remember in Thessalonians, when he's talking in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, he said, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and much assurance. I can't hear y'all out there. Unusual. Get ready. I said, get ye ready for unusual manifestation in your life. Raise your hand if you receive that. Hold that hand up a while. I speak in the name of Jesus. And we're talking about good manifestation, things you need to have in your life, that from this day forward in your life you will have unusual manifestation and demonstration from the Lord. You receive it? All right. Come on, sit down. Let me finish this. The Spirit of God says we must position ourselves to be full of faith and power. Look at Acts 6:8. Quickly. Come on. Turn. Use your Bible. That's what you come here for. Full of faith. I declare every person on the sound of my voice from this day forward will be full of faith and full of power. And then if you can't just believe it, say, my apostle said I'm full of faith and full of power. Just use my name till your name catch up. It'll come through. I'm full of faith. Say it. Full of power. You got Acts 6:8. You see what it boils, full of faith and full of power? I'm going to the next one now. Cherish the combination of an open heart and an open heaven connection. Cherish the combination of having an open heart and an open heaven connection. You remember Jesus, that when he baptized him, the heaven was open. You got the scriptures of Matthew 3:16. And then you got this boy Stephen. Turn to that one in 756. Somebody be messing with you. Turn to 756. I'm going to show you something. You get to messing with a child of God, you're in trouble. This boy, yeah, Jesus stood up. The Bible said Jesus sat at the right hand of the Father. And if I mess with this boy, yeah, Jesus stood up. Said, what's going on down here? I know sometimes I've had Jesus to stand up for me. I don't believe Stephen the only one he got out of his seat for. I've come through the stuff in these 40 years. I know one time or another Jesus stood up. That's my boy. Everybody ought to get Jesus to stand up every now and then. Glory to God. You see that? You see that? Acts 7:56? You see it? I'm going to the next one. Boldness. Turn to Hebrews 4:16. Boldness is a must in this dimension. When demons get to think they're running things like this world, think they're running things, we need some bold Christians. We need somebody not ashamed to open their Bible nowhere. I be out in my yard, I raise both hands in the air, and I praise God as long as I want him. I don't care what they say about me. I'm praising him. They chew tobacco and spit and drink beer and do everything they want in the public. Why can't I raise my hand and praise God? I remember John Osteen, before he went home with the Lord, was on the elevator. Guy was cussing and just cussing. And finally John said, "Hallelujah." Everybody got quiet. John said, "Y'all been praising your God long enough. I'm praising my God right now. My God is a God that meet all your needs." John said, "That's preaching the gospel to him. Because he's not ashamed of the gospel." Some of your ugly cousins come by your house. You act like you don't know Jesus. Just let them run your house. They'll know, tell them, "No, you ain't smoking and drinking up in here with your ugly self. You're not. Just go on back to your house. You ain't got to be my cousin." Y'all put God down for them people. Let them people come smoking and cussing and drinking. Somebody, "I'm not coming to the party unless y'all have something to drink." Don't come. Better buy a take God house over here. He ain't coming. God give me this house. You got to stop catering to these people. Talking about you got too much religion. No, tell them you got too much devil. That's your problem. You had Acts 4:16? What it say? Let us therefore come. What? For what? Turn to Acts 4:13. Come on, let's go. Turn to Acts 4:13. Let's have church up in here. I'm about to close Acts 4:13. What it say? Now when they saw what? What it say? Thank God I'm an unlearned man. I've been with Jesus. Thank God. I don't mind educating. I got no problem with educating, but I had a choice. You've heard, I know you've heard that he's omniscient, right? Huh? That he know everything? I know you know no professor, no matter how much you study, smarter than him. You need to try to be with him as much as possible. Acts 4:29. Come on, turn. I'm a close when I finish. You don't come here running me. See, I can hear your thoughts. Y'all in a hurry, but if your football, and these people go crazy over LSU, if your football team, they are setting the rain. I see them people setting the rain, the storm. There's a sun can parch that bald head. They set that. But what do you call that thing? What do you call that thing? Them people we run. people we were around this week. What you call them? It wasn't around RV, huh? Tailgate. We need some tailgaters in the church. Just hang out. I'm going to the next one. You must understand your given space of great grace and great power. You must understand your given space of great grace and great power. As Acts Romans 5:17, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we are to reign in life. And then you got Acts 4:33, we're talking about the apostles had great grace, great power, they did great things. All right, wait a minute, I gotta give you one or two more. I gotta do it. If your prayer life asks for the fresh wind to blow and the fresh fire to fall and spread, that there may be a divine takeover. Listen, children. If your prayer life asks for fresh wind to blow and fresh fire to fall and spread, that there may be a divine takeover. Now, your scripture reading is Acts 2:17-22. I'm not going there, but I want you to get that. And then I want to leave you with this. Focus, fight, finish, and never forget that it's your time to advance, expand, and subdue, working in a kingdom anointing and mandate. Now give me this last statement now, because I want you to have this. Focus, fight, finish, and never forget that this is your time to advance, expand, and subdue, working in a kingdom anointing and mandate. Say this with me. Let's say a few things. I have a kingdom anointing on me. I have a kingdom mandate in my life. I have a holy boldness that come to me from the throne of grace. I have the ability to use the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. There's nothing the name of Jesus cannot have. Lord, let the wind blow. Let the fire fall. Give me a fresh anointing. I leave here fresh and refresh. I'm being restored right now. All the blessing that you want me to have coming to me now. Enough coming so I can share with other people. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. The blessing of the Lord is commanded upon my life. I rejoice. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's everything I need. Today, I come into my blessing. Today, everything that the devil has stolen, I'm taking it back today. In the name of Jesus, I will have freedom in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my home. I will have peace. I will have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. I'm happy. God lives on the inside of me. Glory to God. Throw both hands down and praise Him. Montreal, you the man.